The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate, has identified illegal, improper and old wiring system, as well as cooking in the market with naked fire, as some of the major causes of frequent fire outbreaks. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Anaglate noted that efforts to educate people on safety fire measures have proved unsuccessful. He has called on stakeholders and local authorities to improve on the designs of the market to make them accessible during emergencies. He spoke to Agatha Asamoa.
It took the Ghana National Fire Service barely 3 hours to put out the fire with five firefighting engines. I'll be able to give you how many structures were gutted by this fire, because we are finding it difficult even to locate some of the people that have their structures destroyed for us to determine how many structures so far that have been destroyed in this fire.
But in your preliminary investigations, what have you identified as the possible cause of the disaster?
Looking at the market setup, there have been several factors that are possible to be a cause of this fire, so we are only trying to investigate it and ensure what actually any of these factors could be.
For now, you can't identify any of these.
No, the factor that I was telling you is that we have identified that some of the electrical wiring system have been old, the insulation are hard and brittle, some of them are exposing the negative to the positive. When this is breached, there could be fire. We have also identified that there were people that were even having cooking activities in the market. Also, some of the market women leave fire in some of the fish and other palm oil that they do. And we've also identified there were a lot of gas cylinders in the market at that time of the fire. So all these factors are possible causes of this fire.
Why have our markets become very vulnerable to fire disasters?
It is because most of our markets have not been built with fire safety measures put in place. We are expecting that these markets need to be improved upon to build them to meet the fire safety standard. We are looking at an issue where the fire service will be involved in it. For us to prevent some of these causes, then we need to relook at the market and improve on the design.
Talking about those cooking in the marketplaces, would you say the fire service has collaborated with local authorities and other stakeholders to do effective public education?
People that are having their wares in the market that need to be educated on fire safety measures are not prepared to listen. It therefore also means that when you educate them, they might be there to be educated, but they might not be putting those measures in place.
Mr. Anaglate said some of the challenges hampering the smooth delivery of their service is the inability to access fire hydrants at most places because they have been sealed. He also spoke against the public toying with their emergency lines.
Other challenges that the fire service is facing, that with the hydrants issue that we talk about, hoping that the water company will be able to fix those hydrants that they have sealed. We've also faced a challenge with people playing with our emergency numbers. The 192, which is a toll-free, if you get into our control room today, you realize that people are calling in every minute, every second, when there is no fire, when there is no emergency. At the time that they are doing that, probably somebody might need the emergency light genuinely to use. When this happened, people blame the fire service that they were calling them, they were not picking, or they were calling and they were using the line.
So how do you address that particular problem?
What we did before is to get in touch with the communication service providers and the access to try and write the numbers of the people that do that. We did it severally and did not work. I'm hoping that the service providers will try to find a way where people will be taken to court for misusing emergency line.
Deputy Public Relations Officer of Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate.